Just to review, the basic concepts that we've discussed are, number one, Hidur mitzvah, whether or not it's built into each mitzvah separately, which would be the simple understanding of Hidur mitzvah, because we spoke about adding to the price of the mitzvah, that would seem to be expansion of the mitzvah. We had a long discussion about Chatzishir with many nafkiminis as to whether or not it's a general Isur of Chatzishir or it's a specific Isur. And we will, Bli Neder, we'll come back to that as well. I want to talk a little bit more about Hidur mitzvah today, especially with regard to Ner Chanukah. And we spoke about Lifnei Iver, whether it's a general Isur or a specific Isur. The last thing we touched on, we didn't get into yet, is the mitzvah of Chinuch. And if we assume that it's a chiyuv on the son, do we assume that every single mitzvah has its own din of chinuch? And when the child is fulfilling the mitzvah of chinuch, according to that man diomer that he's obligated, he is fulfilling that specific mitzvah, not some sort of general mitzvah. Now, what I found as far as the issue of hider mitzvah, because I didn't remember where this brisker rav is, about tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin es hamila, which was the sugi in Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed Gimel. So I found the brisker rav, and of all places, it's in Hilchos Chanukah, when he deals with the mitzvah of Mahadrin in Chanukah. Now the Rambam has a unique sheet in Mahadrin, and this caught the eye of the brisker rav, that it's not that each person light his own candle, but that one person light on behalf of the entire bais. The Ramah, based on the tour, comes to a different conclusion, and that is that each person should light his own candle. And that's how the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. And in order to explain this machlokes, the Brisker Rav goes back to the sugya of Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin Es Hamila. And he says the following, that if you look in the Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchas Mila, when he quotes this halacha, he writes, Hamol calls mancha osek b'mila chozer bein al tzitzin ma'akvin bein al tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. The Rambam is discussing the case of Mal B'Shabbos. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes Agos Maimonios that the tour disagrees, and he holds that it's not just when you are Mal B'Shabbos. Just one second. I may have gotten the sheetas just mixed up. Let me just get this straight, because the names are important here in this case. Oh, Fakir. The Kesef Mishnah's Medayik from the Rambam, this, what we call Stimas Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam doesn't qualify, that the Rambam is not limiting his discussion to Shabbos, a meal on Shabbos, but it's a general halacha of whether or not he's obligated to be Chozer Al Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin, and the Rambam holds in general, the answer is yes, that in order to fulfill the Hidur Mitzvah of Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin, then if he hasn't what? He hasn't yet dropped the ball, meaning he's still Osek B'Mila, then he's Chozer even on Tfil She'ena Ma'akvin. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Tur and others disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that no, this halacha that calls man that he's osek, he's chozer on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, that's only on Shabbos. And that means that you cannot be docha Shabbos unless you are involved in the milah. Aval bechol, as far as a weekday is concerned, li'olam chozer. Even if he's no longer being misasik in the mitzvah, he still should be chozer on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin mishum hidur mitzvah. So again, just to summarize, we have here a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur with regard to Mila, whereas the Rambam would say that in general, even on a weekday, if you started the Mila, you're chozer on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin as long as you're still being osek b'mila. If you've completed the Mila, then you are not chozer on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin as a Mila. And the Tur says no. in the weekday, Yochozer in general, even on Tzitzin She'eda Ma'akvinas HaMila, even if you're not Osek in the Mila. And that's because of Hidur Mitzvah. But on Shabbos, there you add this stipulation that when are you Chozer on Tzitzin She'eda Ma'akvinas HaMila, that's only if you're still being Osek in the Mila. So the Brisker Rav wants to suggest that the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur is really a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur in Hilchas Chanukah. Meaning, the Brisker Rav wants to understand why is it that the Rambam requires in Mahadran that one person light the candle on behalf of everyone in the house, whereas the Tur says, no, let each one light his own candle. So in order to explain the Shitas HaRambam, again, it's a long arichas, so I'm just going to focus on two lines that I pulled out here. Shitas HaRambam Smirle, didin v'anvehu, lo shayach rak be'ikar maisa hamitzvah. Aval, but however, kishet piresh, once he finished his milah, shuv hider eno shayach lo'oso maisa mitzvah klal. The hadlaka shniyah, therefore if we apply this rule to hadlaka sner Chanukah, then once the ner was lit by the Baal HaBayis on behalf of everyone in the Bayis, hadlaka shniyah, the second hadlaka, any subsequent hadlaka, which would be hidur mitzvah bilvad, he nifredes mi ikar maisa mitzvah. The Rambam had to solve the following problem. According to the Rambam, A and B are mutually exclusive, and he has to come up with C as a solution. A says that Hidur Mitzvah is only Shaykh when you're still involved in the original Maisa Mitzvah. B, there's a Mahadrin of Kol Echad V'Echad in Er Chanukah. But the question is, once the Baal HaBayis has already lit his candle, then the Maisa Mitzvah is complete. Ner Ishu Beso. How could the other members of the family light the candle? So the Rambam's resolution is that one person light the candle on behalf of everyone. Meaning, he adds the number of candles, and each candle that he adds is a Mahajan, but it's all within the context of one Maisa Mitzvah. Therefore, the Rambam holds that in general, this halacha of Tzitzin Sheina Ma'akvin, in general, even on Chol, will only apply Chazor Ali Tzitzin Sheinim Akvin if he was still Osek B'mila, because then you can integrate the Tzitzin Sheinim Akvin into the Maisa Mila. But if on the other hand he was no longer being Osek in the Mila, now to pick up a new Maisa that's not integrated into the first Maisa because of Tzitzin Sheinim Akvin and to call that Hidur Mitzvah, the Rambam Shitas, that's impossible, says the Brisker Rav. Why? Because he's already completed a Maisa Mitzvah. The Tur, on the other hand, allows every member of the household to light his candle, even though it's not part of the original Maisa Mitzvah, either because it was a Hefsek, or maybe the very fact that it's a different persona that itself sets up a Hefsek. And yet the Tur allows and recognizes that that's either a Mitzvah. Therefore, the Tur postulates that as long as you're improving the Heftishal Mitzvah, even if it's not Kidei, Tov Kidei, the Maisa Mitzvah, that improvement in the Maisa Mitzvah, in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah itself, a kiyum of Hidur Mitzvah. And therefore, the Tur says that the halacha, that you have to be Osek B'mila in order to be Chozer on Tzitzin Sheinim Ma'akvin, could only apply to Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, I need that the Mitzvah of Mila continue, the Maisa Mila continue. Hidur Mitzvah is not sufficient to engender the Chia of Shabbos. But as far as Chol is concerned, Hidur Mitzvah, as long as it improves the Mitzvah, embellishes it, that itself is a Kiyum. Two Nafkiminis. Therefore, the Torah says that on a weekday, the Moel will, in fact, cut the Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvinas HaMila, even though he had completed his Maisa HaMila on the Tzitzin Ha Ma'akvinas HaMila. So he was no longer Osek HaMila, yet he will add the Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin. And not only that, in the case of Ner Chanukah, the Torah will recognize that even after the Ner Yishu Beisa was fulfilled, each person could still add his own Ner as a Kiyum of Mahadrin. The Rambam, on the other hand, would argue with the Torah on both counts.
Right, is that Torah saying the other people light, they make a bracha again?
That I don't know. That's an excellent question, because maybe we can guess the answer to your question after we work out the machlokas. In any event, the Rambam would argue with the Tur on two counts. Number one, the Rambam would hold that even in the case of Mila B'chol, Eino Chozer, if he's not Osek B'mila, he would not be Chozer on Tzitzin Shema'akrim because the Maisa Mitzvah is gone. And therefore he can no longer integrate the Tzitzin Shena Ma'akvin into his Maisa Mila. Therefore the Rambam would not allow in Mahadrin a Kiyum of Kol Echad V'Echad Madlik Li'atzmo, because if they were Yotze, the Iker Mitzvah, through the Adlokas Balabayas, Neri Shubeso. Now the Maisa Mitzvah is complete. And if they would now add a Kiyum of Mahadrin, once the Maisa Mitzvah is gone, that's too late. So therefore we have a double-barreled machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, and that could have implications in many different mitzvahs with many nafkaminas. So I was thinking, perhaps we could say the following. The Rambam very much wants to see the Hidur mitzvah built into this mitzvah. It's not just some sort of general independent kiyum of Hidur bin Nifrad, but rather it's got to be integrated into the mitzvah itself. How do I integrate it into the Hidur, into the web of the mitzvah? My catalyst. My catalyst is going to be the Maisa Mitzvah. My hook, if you will, is going to be the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah, as long as it's continuing, is going to hook the Hidur Mitzvah into the fabric of the Mitzvah itself, or the Gufa Shel Mitzvah, to enhance the Gufa Shel Mitzvah. Therefore, says the Rambam, I can be Mekayim the Hidur Mitzvah in Hadlaka by having everyone joined together into one adloka. And in the case of Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin, I could add this chituch and integrate it into the Gufa Shel Mitzvah's Mila, as long as I'm being Oseik in the Mila, and it matters not whether it's Shabbos or Chol. The Torah, on the other hand, would see Hidur Mitzvah maybe we could go two ways. Let me just think. The Tur is saying I don't need the hook of the Maisa Mitzvah. Second, the Tur would therefore say, yeah, it would seem to me, Lefiani Estaiti, that the Tur is maintaining Hidur Mitzvah as a separate kiyum. Now, what compels me, what moves me in that direction? See, I want to add another element into the equation. Once the Maisa Mitzvah is complete, then the Kiyum HaMitzvah is also complete. In other words, how do I define a Maisa Mitzvah? It's not just by looking at the clock and seeing where his physical body is. Is he still, is he still being Matriach? But the Maisa Mitzvah continues as long as we can anticipate the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But once the Kiyum HaMitzvah is behind us, so we can no longer anticipate it, then the Maisa Mitzvah is also complete. And yet, Afal Pich, and the Torah says, if I can embellish the mitzvah, if I can have a bias that's equipped with as many candles as reflect the number of B'nai bias, that embellishment of the mitzvah of Beso, now reflecting the number of the candles, reflect the number of people, the bias, that itself is a kiyum of Hidur mitzvah. How can you postulate a kiyum of Hidur mitzvah if the Gavra was already Yotze Zayin, he was already Mekayim his mitzvah? Al Korchenu, I think, the Tur must be holding that the kiyum of Zekeli Aveu becomes a separate kiyum, independent of the mitzvah. And therefore, in terms of the Mila itself, as a Cheftah Shel Mila, it's interesting that when Avraham Avinu was Mashbia, Eliezer Avdo, Simna Yod Chatachas Yirechi, Chazal say that the Chetz of the Kedusha was the meal itself. Yes, the meal is a Chetz of the Kedusha. David HaMelech is in the mikvah, he's naked, and he looks at his meal and he says, oh, I'm still equipped with the mitzvah. Istach says the Tur, if I can embellish the mitzvah in terms of the Chetz, even though I was Yotze Zayin already, he was already Poresh, he was no longer Osei, nevertheless, that's either a mitzvah as a separate king.
Generally,
Now the bracha. I just want to add one thing to your question from before. If we're right in the explanation of the Tur, I have no doubt that in the Rambam's frame of reference, the Rambam sees Hidur Mitzvah as built into the mitzvah itself. In the Tur, I'm not 1,000%, but I think we presented a pretty cogent view of the Tur. if according to the Torah we're correct, the Torah sees Hidur Mitzvah as a separate kiyum, then I would say there's no bracha on that. So that according to this, I mean, it's a little bit sticky, and we have to check out the poskim very clearly, then the bracha of the Mevarech, bless you, well, I would offer two options, just in terms of the logistics of it. One option would be that the bracha of the Madlik, of the Baal Bayis, would be chal for all the Bnei Abayis, meaning they're going to hear his bracha, he gathers them together. And I'm pretty sure it says in the Yerushalmi that he has to gather them together. Then each one goes on his way and lights his candle, but the bracha is the bracha on the original hadlaka. Number two, the other option would be, according to the Torah, that since each one of the Bnei HaBayis is going to light his own hadlaka, maybe therefore he sets up his own bayis, so to speak, and therefore he's not yotze with the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis. And l'chor, that would reflect itself in two ways. Number one, he's not just lighting one candle, but if he wants to do the mahajin, mina mahajin, he's going to light the first candle and the second candle on the second night and the third candle on the third night. All that because he's not yotze with the neri shubeso of the Baal HaBayis. But I would add one proviso here. He has to have kavana not to be yotze with the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis in order to facilitate his kiyum of Zekei Limian Veyu of Mahadrin. He'll be able to make a bracha on the first hadlaka, meaning the first ner, and on the first night that's all he's going to be madlik. On the second night he has a double kiyum of Mahadrin, and he's going to be Makai Mahadrin on the first candle and on the second candle. If on the other, on one hand he heard the bracha of the Baal HaBayis, then his first candle is also a Mahadrin candle. If he hasn't heard the bracha and he wasn't miskaven to be yotze with the Baal HaBayis, he had a negative kavana not to be yotze, then even his first candle is a kiyum of Ner Chanukah, and therefore the Torah would allow him to make a bracha. That's the way I would see it. Okay. Now, I want to talk to you about mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the second perek, formulates the principle of mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucho. Please note that this applies both to the ish hamakadesh, meaning it's preferable that he is personally makadesha without a shliach. Number two, the isha hamiskadeshes, she should receive the kedushin personally and not through the shliach. And the Gemara goes on to tell two stories. Both of the stories are pretty much the same. One is about Rav Safra, the other is about Rava, each one in his own way prepared for Shabbos, and the Mefarshim say rather than use their shamashim and their maidservants, they did it personally because mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. Rashi says, ki asik gufo b'mitzvos, when his physical body is involved in the mitzvahs, mekabel schar tfei, he gets more of a schar. Yesh lachkar, I'd like to raise the following chakira. This din of mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucha isn't a general kiyum of kvod ha-mitzvah. It has nothing to do really with this specific mitzvah. This specific mitzvah is nothing more than an occasion to show and reflect my love for the mitzvahs in general. Or is it built in to the mitzvah itself? And every mitzvah has its own embellishment in the terms of that kiyum when his physical body is involved in the mitzvah. Now, it's very interesting that the Rambam omits mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucho, except in two cases which we'll discuss in a minute. And I was thinking that maybe the Rambam is of the opinion that mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucho falls under a general category that a person has to love the mitzvahs and do the best he can in beautifying the mitzvah. I have here a Rambam, if you want to see it, on page 29, in the first major paragraph on the fourth line. The Rambam is in Isuri Mizbeach. The Rambam says, Hu adin b'chol dvar mitzvah, l'shem hakel atov, yeh menanoav atov. The Rambam, when he speaks about Me'ilah, And about Kodshim, he makes a general rule. You know, the Rambam always adds a little bit of inspiration at the end of a section. And here at the end of Yisur Mizbeach, he says that whenever a person does a mitzvah, not just karbonos, he should beautify the mitzvah as much as he can. And this means the Avas Hashem expresses itself in the way he's mechabe the mitzvah, the way he honors, dignifies, and beautifies the mitzvah. And therefore, it could very well be that mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha, I'm just suggesting, is a general mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't feel compelled to quote that halacha in any context. He doesn't bring it, not in Hilchas Lulav, not in Hilchas Shofar, etc., etc., because he holds that in all mitzvahs, there is a general halacha of min hanov atov, do it the best way, the most beautiful way, to show how much you love the mitzvah. On the other hand, it could be that the Rambam admits that in two cases, there's a special principle called mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Where does the Rambam quote the halacha of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho? Number one, in the 30th parak of Hilchas Shabbos, with regard to preparing for Shabbos. And number two, in Hilchas Ishus Parak Gimel, when he speaks about marrying a woman. Perhaps we could suggest that in these two cases, and only in these two cases, the Rambam feels that the mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho reflects that mitzvah and the nature of that mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is to give kavod. It's called kvod HaShabbos. How do I express my kavod, says the Rambam? By doing it myself. If I send my hoizbacha, my maidservant, to do the kavod, that's not really kavod. And also in the case of Ishus, to create an Ishus relationship, it's not just the Maisa Kinyan like any other Maisa Kinyan. There, my choice is to marry this woman. I indicate and demonstrate that choice by getting personally involved in the Kiddush.
We always use a shliach for Kiddush.
I was Mesar Kiddush many times. I never saw it.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe it's in English.
I thought the Chasam was based in the Kiddush, not the Rav. What are we saying?
But he doesn't appoint the Rav as his shliach. In other words, the Rav makes the bracha, maybe, but not the Kiddushin itself.
Oh, the Kiddushin is the Hariyat.
Yeah, that has to be him himself. I mean, it doesn't have to be. He could appoint the Rav as his shliach. Then if the Rav would give her the tabak.
I thought the Rav of the Rochs make the Rav as well.
You know what, Daniil? It's not a bad idea, because then the Rav doesn't have to ask all the questions about the ring, because he's gonna be the one to deliver the ring, so he knows it's a Shavuot. In any event, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho in Shas is brought down with regard to Kiddush, that the Kiddush should be done by the Mekadesh himself, and not only that, but even by the Miskadesh.
But it's not because they cover the mitzvah, but
so what I'm suggesting is that perhaps when the Gemara says, according to the Rambam's understanding, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, the Mishnah says it in terms of Kiddush, the Gemara extends it to Kvod Shabbos, the Rambam thought that this was a sugya about two mitzvahs, and only two mitzvahs. The Rambam understood that in general, a person should do the mitzvah personally, because that shows kavod for the mitzvah. But that's a general halacha in mitzvahs. But when the essence of the mitzvah is kavod, that kavod is itself the mitzvah. To be mechabi the Shabbos is the mitzvah. I'm being mechabi the Isha and asking her to be my mate for life. Then, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho is built into the mitzvah itself. To the point at which I would almost be willing to say, and I'm really going out on a limb here, that if he sends a shliach, it's a mitzvah, but it's a secondary, it's a fallback mitzvah. Felt emphasis, we're missing something in the mitzvah itself, in these two cases. So again, I want to suggest that according to the Rambam, there are two halachas. There's a general universal halach that applies to all mitzvahs, and it belongs to Avas Hashem of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, but in two mitzvahs, Chazal singled out that a person should get personally involved in the mitzvah, because the nature and the essence of the mitzvah is to show honor, and the honor expresses itself in the fact that I personally get involved in the mitzvah. And last night I found an etziv mivalojn. Heintige Sedra is Parshas Tzav. So my good buddy Alan Dubin asked me a question here. There's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav which he told me he believes is totally superfluous. Doesn't add a single thing. It says like this. This is in Vayikra Perek Zayin. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. And then it says, listen to this pasuk. Daber al bnei Yisrael lemar hamakriv es zevach shlomav l'Hashem yovi es karbonu l'Hashem mizevach shlomav. It's a tautology. The pasuk doesn't add a thing. The Torah has already told us about being makriv a karbon ola, and now it goes on to shlomim. And Torah says that when a person brings his shlomim, he brings his shlomim. I spent an hour, because Alan doesn't ask me questions often, looking in all the Mefarshim. I have the Torah Chaim. Are you familiar with it? It's a compilation anthology of all the Rishonim, the great Rishonim. Couldn't find the thing. The Chizkuni says something about Nisuchayayin, that this pasuk is telling you that in Shlomim there's Nisuchayayin. I don't know. Ayin Chizkuni, if you're interested. What I found something is in the Netziv Mivalosh. The Netziv says, Kulo miyutar. The whole pasuk is superfluously. Ubalal amdenu. What is this pasuk coming to teach me? And I don't believe that. How many years ago is the Torah given? It's 3.5. Okay, 3.5 thousand. I don't believe that for 3,500 years anybody knew what was in the pasuk until the Netziv came along. Okay, I'm putting. That's a little chutzpah on my part. But he says, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, who got all the chidushim in our sea, right? And he says the following: Melamed shehu biatzmo yitroach lahavi karbono l'Hashem. That when the Torah says hamakriv ezerech shlomiv yikrevenu, the Torah is telling you that he personally should come to bring his karbon. Why? In order to give kavod to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The ain lo lihit, and he says he shouldn't feel embarrassed. Cherpa laholich bashuk, as he takes the shor by the hand all the way to the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Ki doron lemelech Hashem tzvakosu. This is a gift to Hashem. Uksiv mizbach shlomov. He says. Now, why does the Torah say mizbach shlomov? That's always a mute. Mizbach velo kol zevach. What's the mute here? He says, Lafuki, im nodar lahavi harbi behemis, umiranimna lavio bi atzmo kula bivasachas. He would have to go back and forth to Yerushalayim 50 times for each animal. He says, ain't tzarech laholich elo achas. He only has to bring one, the al yidei atzmo, vesasheni yimsar limashar sov ulavadov, the aim was ahead there, kvod shamayim. That doesn't in any way impinge on kvod shamayim. Shigamhu, Molech achas mi bei mosav mi zevach shlomav. A brilliant chiddush of the Netziv.
It's on the chiddush. Even that last part, that b'shlucha is a chiddush. Broad shoulders.
It's a big chiddush.
Yeah. It's logical, but the car without any makar, and they say that must be shat in the post.
Unbelievable. And Rav Kuperman, I don't know if he quotes this Netziv because I didn't get a chance to look, but he likes to quote the Netziv and others, Rav Meir Simcha Mitvinsk, to show you that sometimes the Achronim will be machadish a new shot in the pasuk. Very rare, but there are certain Achronim who are able to do that. I would like to add this Netziv to our discussion here. I'm going to write a letter to the person who wrote this article and say, this is what you should add if you ever republish the article. And that is that the mitzvah of Karman is also Kavod Lashem. And even if there's a universal rule of love the mitzvahs, here there's a special mitzvah built into the Karman.
The Rambam doesn't mention it.
That's the Netziv. But it's interesting that where of all places in the Mishnah Torah did the Rambam choose to discuss about beautifying the mitzvah daf at the end of Karbanos, and that really reflects on the whole story of Kain VeHevel. Fine. To this, I want to add another mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orcha, because Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al no tavar me'al avdecha. Do me a favor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hang in there for me. I got to go do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. The Netziv Mivalojin, I mentioned it a few times, in Parshas Vayero, says, why does it say Vayar twice in the pasuk? And the second time it says Vayar Vayortz Lekrosam. So Chazal say that between the first Vayar and the second Vayar, he was looking at the three nomads, and he was trying to figure out if they were Anoshim Chashuvim or they were just Anoshim Pshutim. And at the end he saw that they were all three standing together, and he understood that they were Anoshim Chashuvim. Says in the Tzim Malosh, what, and if they weren't Anoshim Chashuvim, we wouldn't have gone out to receive them. He says, no. Avraham Avinu was trying to declare whether he could send Yishmael to bring them in. He was in the third day after his milah. He has to do it himself. When he saw their Anoshim Chashuvim, he says, no, it would be b'chisas kvodah if I sent my 13-year-old son, Yishmael, to go be mekabel yorchim. So you see again that there's a fascinating concept here that in Achnosis Orch, which again is a mitzvah of kavod, and maybe we can extend it to other mitzvahs of chesed, a person should be personally involved, mitzvah bo, yosem v'shlucho. However, that's all based on the Rambam, and I would like to suggest that there's another shita in the Rishonim that would hold that mitzvah bo, yosem v'shlucho is built into every single mitzvah, and it enhances that mitzvah. Because what I'd like to know is, what's the nafkemina between the two definitions? And perhaps we could say the following. We have something called a hechsher mitzvah. Now, if I'm trying to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much I love his mitzvahs, how much I want to get personally involved, I can extend that. It doesn't have to be, but I certainly can extend it to the hechsher mitzvah as well. So when I prepare a mitzvah, I get involved in preparing the mitzvah as well. However, if I assume that the mitzvah itself obligates me in A and now B, A in doing the ma'aseh mitzvah and B in getting personally physically involved in the ma'aseh mitzvah, then I don't know that I could apply that to the hechsher mitzvah. There's a chiyuv to do this mitzvah, and I expand that chiyuv to include mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. But in the case of a hechsher mitzvah, I don't know. It's very interesting. I might be tempted to say that that's not built into the Chovas HaMitzvah. Now, it seems to me that this is a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. And it's in Yoni Diyom. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch HaOr Chaim Siman Tov Samech Hilchos Pesach that HaRosh HaYemishtadel B'mitzvahs Matzah V'Omed Al Asiyoso. He himself got involved in the baking of the matzahs, and he did the aricha of the matzahs. V'chein roi l'chol adam lasos, that's how the Mechaber writes it, litofel hu bi'atzmo b'mitzvah, to get firstly involved in the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham writes, the amrina b'perek beis, the kiddushin mitzvah bo, yoser mivishlucho. So ask the Magen Avraham the following question, why does the Mechaber, based on the Rosh, involve the person in the mitzvah of baking matzahs? The answer is mitzvah bo, yosem mishlucho, extending, as it were, even to hechsher mitzvah. Oh. The Vilna Gaon in Biur Egra writes the following, Mishum dam rinon beperek arvei psochim ma darko shel oni hu masik v'ishto ofa. It's a lechem oni, matzah's lechem oni, and the Gemara tells us about an oni that he himself, he has no shluchim, he gets personally involved in baking his matzah. He turns on the oven, his wife gets involved and she puts the dough in the oven. That's lechem oni, and that's the whole year round the oni gets involved. Says the Gaon, I think, if I'm interpreting correctly, forget about the Magen Avraham, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. This is a bezunder halacha in Hilchos Matzah. The matzah has to be lechem oni. How do you convert and transform the matzah and make it into lechem oni? By personally involved in baking the matzah. Is memela, and I have some other shitas also. I forgot to bring the sefer, and it's here in the Beis Medrash. Other shitas that also reflect this approach of the Gaon, that baking matzahs is part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. It's not a reflection, as the Magen Avraham says it, of mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. So I want to suggest the following, that the Gaon understands that when we apply mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho, there's got to be a specific reason built into the very definition, the fabric of the mitzvah, why he should personally get involved in the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham doesn't see it as such. There is no personal involvement based on the mitzvah per se. It doesn't reflect the nature of the mitzvah. It's a universal halacha in all mitzvahs. Memela, says the Magen Avraham, it should apply even to hechsher mitzvah. Even when I am involved in preparing the matzah, that too embellishes is the mitzvah, And I indicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I love the mitzvahs. So the love of the mitzvahs expresses itself even in Heksha mitzvah. The God, on the other hand, doesn't believe that Heksha mitzvah would be enough to engender a mitzvah of mitzvah, a chiyuv of mitzvah boyos mishlucho. If I have to get involved in every Heksha mitzvah, I might as well close the Gemara, give up my job as a Magid Shir, and spend 24/7 just preparing mitzvahs. I mean, tefillin alone will probably take me a couple of years to prepare tefillin. The answer is that preparing the tefillin is a nice, wonderful extra mitzvah. Preparing the tzitzis is a wonderful extra mitzvah. Building a sukkah is a wonderful extra mitzvah. But the Gaon says, on a extra mitzvah, you don't say mitzvah bo yos mishlucho. The mitzvah bo yos mishlucho has to be built into the mitzvah itself. That's an extension of your chiyuv mitzvah. Says the Gaon, if that be the case, I can add matzah, baking matzah, to my list of those specific, unique mitzvahs where the mitzvah and the nature of the mitzvah is such that I enhance it by getting personally involved. And he quotes this Gemara of Darko Shel Ani Lahasik Es Hatanur.
It's unique and it's based on Lechem Oni rather than Tzimek Kavod.
Right. It's not covered in that sense.
But it shows that these are unique. You have to be unique.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying in every single mitzvah, according to the Shittas HaRambam and the Shittas HaGaon, that you want to apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho, you're going to have to tell me, let's analyze the mitzvah, we're going to dissect it into its basic components, and once we define the mitzvah, then we'll see if mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho applies. But there's no chiyuv. Again, you know, it's always nice to express your love for the mitzvah, but that's true for all mitzvahs. But the Rambam is not going to codify that as mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. That's a general mitzvah kavod. But when do we say mitzvah bo, it's built into the mitzvah, and the mitzvah generates a chiyuv of getting personally involved, b'tirchas gufo, that's when we can analyze the mitzvah. The Rambam found two cases, now we're adding another three cases. We're talking about the mitzvah of karmon, according to the Netziv, the mitzvah of haknosis orchim for mechubadim, according to the Netziv, and now we're adding avias matzis, according to the sheet of the Gaon. And it's not just the sheet of the Gaon. If you have a minute, I'll just get to the sefer, because I was fascinated to find out how many people wondered why we get personally involved in baking matzahs. Oh, I think I may have brought it in here. Let's see. I think
next year, like a month before Pesach, you can give this share.
Then maybe we'll get more to sign up. Because so far we got nobody, right?
We had six people.
Do you end?
No, we needed 15 or 20.
Oh, I see. We didn't get the what do they call it? The quota, right? We didn't meet the quota. So here he has.
Because, it's not like money. It costs a lot of money to get an hour in the matzah bakery.
So I have here, this is my Bible for the Seder, it's called HaSeder HaOrach from Rav Weingarten, and on page Mem Zayin, after quoting the Rosh and the Mechaber, the Mishtadel and the Afiyah, he says, Kama Taimim Nemru B'Dofar. A number of different reasons were given why we should get involved in baking matzahs. And I have a friend, I'm telling you, he's gigantic Talmud Chacham. I hold he's one of the biggest Talmud Chacham alive today. And he spends 8 hours baking matzahs. He rents an oven together with a couple of his Talmidim, and he sweats and he works for 8 hours to get 3 Fabrenta matzahs. And it was always a pellet to me until I saw this. He says, number one, mitzvah bo yosef v'bishlucho. Okay, that we saw in the Magen Avraham. And then he writes, lechem oni darko shaloni lasok bi'atzma v'achonas ha'pas. And that's the Vilna Gaon. He quotes it here in the name of the Drushas Maril. I don't know why he was unaware of the Gaon. In any event, then he writes, Kideshi Yavatel Biatzmo Hapirurim Bechol Pam Terem Yachmitzu. This is mind-boggling. He quotes in the name of, again, the Maril. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the name of the Maril. And he quotes in the name of the Maril that when you bake matzahs, it's almost inevitable that certain small pieces of matzah, you know, the dough, will become chametz. And he wants to add another dimension to the mitzvah of matzah, and that is that matzah should be completely excluded from chametz. So what he's going to do is, when he sees that, you know, a small piece of purer got lost, he's going to be mevatel it. And only he can do bittul. But then the most fascinating answer he gives here in the name of the Ma'aril, a second answer to the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril quotes a pasuk. It says, with regard to Yetzis Mitzrayim, Tzroros b'simlosom al shichmam. He says, Afal pi shahoyu lehem liyisrael b'mitzrayim susiv v'chamorim, even though they took from the Mitzrayim susiv v'chamorim, mikol makom nasu hamatzos al shichmam. They could have easily tied up the matzos to a horse or a donkey, but they took it on their shoulders. Why? Kedei laharos chavivus mitzvos matzah. V'lachein, says the Ma'aril, yesh l'chol adam lasok bi'atzmo b'afias matzah, kedei laharos chavivus ha-matzah. K'moshe nagu avoseinu b'mitzrayim. It's almost the cue of chayim adam liras esatzmo kilu hu yatzah b'mitzrayim. Except that he's going to put his matzahs in the box and carry it in the back seat of his car, of his automobile. So he's not going to put it on, he has it on his sus or his chamor. So he's not going to be a duplicate of the Avoseinu Mitzrayim Shetzoru Tzroros V'Simlosim Al Shichmam. His kiyum of Tzroros V'Simlosim of Chibuv HaMatzah is going to be personal involvement in the making of the matzahs. Mind boggling.
My father-in-law at his Seder is Nayek.
Yeah.
He gets up and the Rabbi Haggadah puts a belt on, he puts the mats in the shoulder, they go on the table.
They go around the table. The Iraqi Jews have this large basin, the largest basin they can hold. They fill it with water. They line up one after the other. They put the matzahs on their shoulders and they all jump over the water. In any event, this is fascinating to me because it would seem to indicate that maybe mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha, in the case of afiyas matzahs, is not some sort of universal mitzvah and chibuv ha-mitzvah in general, but chibuv ha-matzah. And by the way, I want to tell you this. It's unbelievable that the Ma'aril is of the opinion that the afikomen, which according to the Shittas HaTosfos is eaten as the last matzah and he doesn't eat anything else because of tam matzah b'fiv, is mishum chivuv ha-matzah. It has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Tosfos doesn't breathe a word about Korban Pesach. And the Ma'aril says it's because of chibuv ha-matzah, and he goes on to say, and this can hold on to your chair, that he should eat two kizesim for afikomen. I mean, I could barely get down one, but he says two kizesim. Why? Because the first kizayis is just for the mitzvah of afikomen, and the second kizayis is to show and demonstrate that as opposed to any other mitzvah in the Torah, where I could have done it with one kizayis, I want to demonstrate my chibuv ha-matzah. So there's something built into the mitzvah of matzah. I think it says about the Netziv that he used to kiss the matzahs before he ate it. I don't think he kissed his lula before he shook his lula. I don't know, I'm not sure. I think it's maybe a din of chibuv of mitzvah. I don't know.
Is it another matzah of chibuv mitzvah coming out?
Yeah, maybe. In any event, the Magen Avraham Lishita so sees afias matzahs as just a general kiyum of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha that applies to any mitzvah in the Torah. It's not a unique mitzvah of matzah. And insofar as it's covered in ava for the mitzvah, that incorporates even a heksher mitzvah.
How do you make an argument covered a mitzvah and chavivus a mitzvah?
I would say it's all the same. It's just different words.
You just used the word ava in the middle there.
No, what I mean, I'm saying that Avas Hashem, as a general mitzvah, expresses itself in an infinite number of ways, how I express my Avas Hashem. One of the ways of expressing my Avas Hashem is anytime I get an opportunity to do a mitzvah, I embellish the mitzvah in this way or in that way. That's Zeh Keli V'Anveil. And the mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishluch is also a Zeh Keli V'Anveil, but has nothing to do with the mitzvah per se. That's the Magen Avraham. But I think the Gaon wants to look in the mitzvah, take a magnifying glass, analyze the mitzvah, dissect it to its very essence, and then figure out if there's an element here in the mitzvah of kavod, or of chibuv, or of chayiv adam liras esatzmo, or of lechem oni, you know, to try to find some dimension in the mitzvah which would engender a mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. And here, what the Baal HaMaimer says, whoever he is, he writes that the Tosus Riyaz Zaki, which is published on the page in Masech de Kiddushin, writes with regard to Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho, this is the major paragraph, Venire. You'll see it on page 29. He writes, Kol Mitzvah Shemuteles Olav Yase Begufo Veloye De Shliach. I'm fascinated here because the Tosus Riyaz Zaki seems to limit the principle of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho to a mitzvah hamuteles olav. Now, in general, we can classify the mitzvahs under two categories. This will be another mafteach. There's a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyuvis. He's limiting mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho to the chiyuv, meaning mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho has to be built into the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Now, the Shita Lo Noda Lemi, which is a very famous Rishon on Masechta Kiddushin, he writes that mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho applies even to a woman in Kiddushin. After all, she's receiving the Kiddushin personally herself. Why? De isha mechaiva b'piri v'rivya midrabanan. That's a gigantic issue. But here we have a Rishon that goes on record as saying that a woman must get married, if not d'oraisa, because ain't darker lichbosh, but at least midrabanan. Not only that, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes a Mari Beirav who says that sugya at the beginning of the second parak Kiddushin reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, who holds that a woman is obligated in Piri of Arivia. But we see that all the above Rishonim, from the Tosis Ri Hazaken all the way down to the Mari Beirav, they all agree that part of the Chovas Gavra is the mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. The Ran, on the other hand, says that the Mishnah wanted to tell me a big chiddush. Ashmeina Masnisen, says the Ran, the mitzvah bar yosef v'shlucho, she has to do it personally. The afagav the isha eino mitzuva b'piri v'rivya. Mikol makom yeshla mitzvah. Now keep in mind, the Ran was about 700 years, the Ran is a very late Rishon, but he's about 800 years before Reb Chaim. If Reb Chaim had written this line, I'm taking a Shvuah Doraisa here, that he would have added one word. When the Ran says, Afal gav de ishein mitzuvah b'piri v'rivya, mikol makom yeshla, Reb Chaim would add kiyum mitzvah. That's, I think, how Reb Chaim would read the Ran. B'pnei shehi mesayas l'baal l'kayim mitzvah, so that's called a kiyum ha-mitzvah. So the Pnei Yoshua writes there in Kiddushin, near de lahai lishna de bava de seifa de isha mekadeshes bo b'shlucho hainu nami mishum de mitzvah ba yosef mishlucho v'itzrich lashmina. Why did the Mishnah feel compelled to add this other chiddush that not only is he the mekadesh commanded, if he can, to personally be mekadesh, but she also, the chiddush is afagav de isisalo mifkida, even though she's not obligated, afilu hachi mitzvah mikri, and therefore since it's a kiyuma mitzvah without a chova, that's enough to engender mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. And if you look back in the Shita Lo Noda B'Yuhi, he has a second pirush, and he writes v'od mikavel eschar ke'eno mitzvah v'yosa. And at that point, he seems to be, hitching his wagon to that shita that holds that mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho applies even without a chovas gavra. Simply, it's built into the ma'aseh mitzvah, the kiyuma mitzvah. And perhaps we could say that this machlokes is dependent upon our chakira. If mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho is built into the mitzvah, b'medvar mamurim, say these rishonim tosri yazaken and Mari Beirav, only if he has a chiyuv mitzvah. The extension of that chiyuv is mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. Masha Enkein, according to the Ran and the Pnei Yoshua, they hold that in the case of Isha, she doesn't have a chiyuv mitzvah for desfeg, and even so, mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho, because it's a general kiyum of Avas Hashem, and so forth and so on. Anyway, there's a lot here more, but we don't have time for that. Okay, what I do want to discuss with you, and I'm trying to fit everything into the few minutes that we have, is the concept of chinuch. Now, what I did for myself was, I went through quite carefully the Encyclopedia Talmudit, and I tried to see if I could find in this overview of the mitzvah of chinuch anything that would indicate one way or the other whether or not chinuch engenders a chova on the katan vis-a-vis that particular mitzvah, or the ma'isa mitzvah is just what I call an emtza'i, it's only a means to an end, and that is to get himself used to the mitzvahs in general. And every mitzvah is nothing more than an excuse or an opportunity, an occasion, to be margil the child in mitzvahs. So first of all, I was wondering whether or not the mitzvah of chinuch could apply even if had this child been a gadol, he would not fulfill that mitzvah. In other words, okay, let me give you the cases that I came up with. In footnote number 281, I wrote myself a note here, because there are thousands of footnotes here on this article, he quotes a Big Day Yesha. And the Big Day Yesha writes that when the father gives his son the lulav for the purpose of chinuch, if the child is old enough, then he need not be makne, and we're talking on the first day, he need not be makne the lulav to the katan, and the child will fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch, the afal gav, the ein aviv makaimo, Bilu of Hashaul, he asks himself, like, you know, a reflective question. Now, Shaul is not enough to borrow a lulav, is not enough for the first day. He says, nevertheless, Eino tzorech shehei alulav shelo me'achar she'eino ela lechancho b'mitzvos. So I was thinking, what does he mean, Eino el lechancho b'mitzvos? Maybe he means it's just a general kiyum, it's not built into the mitzvah. And if he does a Maisa Mitzvah, which by the standards of a Maisa Mitzvah would look identical to any other Maisa Mitzvah of a Gadol, even though there are some external conditions that haven't been met, nevertheless, that would be a fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Chinuch. Now, if we're saying that the Mitzvah of Chinuch is built into Lulav, then how could he be Yotze with a Shol? The father would have to be Makne him the Lulav. That's one thing I found. And then,
I'm listening. What's happening that chinuch should be part of the actual mitzvah itself?
Because, as we'll soon see, there are millions of sources that indicate that all the details and all the conditions that regulate a mitzvah apply to chinuch of a katan. Again, you could give five different explanations for that.
I'm already used to the idea that chinuch could be either within the mitzvah or a separate mitzvah. At the moment, my brain is saying that chinuch is a separate mitzvah. I still can't see how chinuch.
Oh, it's not built into the mitzvah.
I need to see him.
So wait a minute. So Daniil, I have to backtrack. What I mentioned on Tuesday, at the very end of the shiur, and I was I apologize, I was
mildly
rushing.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And we'll get it in Mirz Hashem inside, is that there's a whole chunk of Rishonim who say that if a katan ate a meal and he had kibetza, this ringing. Correct, he could be motzi a gadol. He could be motzi a gadol. Albeit in a chiyuv to Rabbanan, the gadol only ate kizayis. It is al effect the kash, everybody asks. So, but he's chayiv in chinuch. He's not chayiv in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. In order for me to be motzi you in Birkas HaMazon, I have to be a bar chiyuva, according to most Rishonim. How could he be a bar chiyuva? He's chayiv in chinuch. So what? That makes him into a bar chiyuva? It's very similar to what we discussed with regard to Yisrael, vis-a-vis Kiddushei Kohen is he a bar chiyuv or is he not?
I see, about a year ago we learned this from Brochus, he brought the same case, and he made a nafkimel there that since the father is part of the same chiyuv as in Birkas HaMazon, because a man or a woman, I can't remember what it was,
so I don't know, I'll have to go back to the drawing board, you know. Me to remember what I said a year ago, that's asking much, you know.
No, I'm just trying to think, so
again, it's machlokas rishonim, can a katan make a bracha, in this case Birkas HaMazon, on behalf of a gadol, assuming the gadol is only chayav min rabban? So many Rishonim say no, and many Rishonim say yes. Again, we're going to go through the nitty-gritty Mar Mekoymes Polinander, but you'll have to take it on blind faith right now. What is the Yisod HaMachlokas? I think they're obviously asking whether or not the Kotlin is a Bar Chiyuva, albeit Midrabbana. If he's a Bar Chiyuva Midrabbana, he has the same level of Chiyuv as the Gadol wants to be Yotzi in his Bracha. So the question now is whether Chinuch generates the status of a Bar Chiyuva. And the answer is, it depends. If he's chayav in chinuch just because he's got to become a religious Jew, he can't overnight in his bar mitzvah day know how to do all the mitzvahs, then if it's a general kiyum of all mitzvahs, he's not chayav in this particular mitzvah. This mitzvah is just another I call it a technicality. I call it an emtsa'i. It's a means to an end to be margil him in mitzvahs. Then he can't be motzi a gadol. He's not called a bar chiyuva. Just like according to the Ramban, the Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah of, in the Iser lav of the Sue Kohen Lagrusha, because he's a Yisrael, and Lifneiver is a separate lav. It's not a lav hamiyuchad. That was the Ramban's language of Masechta Yevamos. And that reflects on the sugya in Bav Metzia of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Here too, I can call the, you know, I can call the Katan Bar Chiyuv in the general sense, generic, but not with regard to this mitzvah. So that's going to be the nafkamina with regard to Birkas HaMazon. I want to suggest another nafkamina, that if the Chiyuv in Chinuch is on this particular mitzvah, then you got to do the mitzvah Kihilchasa. And the Ritva and Sukkah makes a big deal about the fact that when they took the child into the Sukkah, it wasn't a Sukkah that was Lamaila V'Yesra of Alma, it was Mamish the Sukkah Kshera.
It was a whole Sukkah about Helene Malka and her son.
Helene Malka. Yeah. And the Ritva on that Sukkah of Helene Malka says that they brought the child into the Sukkah under the Srak, and it was Kosher, it was a Mitzvah. Then the Ritva goes on to say that when you buy an Esrik for your child, who's Higil Achinuf, make sure it's an Esrik Kosher.
Not a lemon.
So I say that it's built into that mitzvah. Then I ask myself the calling question, if it's built into the mitzvah, isn't it a little bit of a chutzpah, pardon that expression, for the big day yesha to propose that I can circumvent the whole problem of giving my lulav to the kohen that he can't give it back to me on the first day by simply lending him the lulav, and that's sufficient for the mitzvah of chinuch. But if the child is obligated to the mitzvah of chinuch, then shol is not enough.
And we'll say, how can the child be kohen anyway? If you do a proper kinyan,
yeah, he can inherit it from his parents, or it's das acheres makne, right? There are many ways that a cotton can have a kinyan d'oraisa. Oh, number two, I found something fascinating in footnote 299. This is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and with regard to Korban Pesach, we have a braisa in Masechta Sukkah. And this is based on a drasha. Ish lefi ochla afilu haroy lachila. Anyone who's roy lachilu can eat the Korban Pesach, even a child. Why? And he says shekol yodeh lasos hadavar mechanchim oso. Okay, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, per base halach gimel according to the Magid Mishnah. And it's also Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud. Anyway, you have all the Gemara Makomos here in the encyclopedia. Then he goes on to say, in footnote number 299, in the name of the Minchas Chinuch, you know, if it's a Minchas Chinuch being quoted in the encyclopedia, he's saying something pretty revolutionary, because the encyclopedia, especially back in the day when they were up to letter Ches, they've changed their editorial policy since then, and much longer articles. But in those days, it was pretty short, because that's what Rav Zevin, the founder of the encyclopedia, wanted. If in the early articles, you know, he quotes a Minchas Chinuch, you know he's going to say something important. And he writes the following. He says that there's a precondition in the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach of Min HaMenuya. Says the Chinuch that even though you and I would have a problem here eating from the Korban Pesach, if we're not money on that particular Korban Pesach, nevertheless, he says, you can feed the katan part of the Korban Pesach even though he's not money. And what's the heter for this? And he writes, Mishum Mitzvah Chinuch. Now wait a second. A gadol who's not money is not only enjoined from the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, but how much more so with the Kal V'chomer Ben Menoshel Korban? He's not mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So if this katan is going to fulfill the mitzvah kihilchasa, the way the Ritva says it in Sukkah, in order to obtain the kiyum of chinuch, then he's lacking the tnai of min haminuya. And all those who disagree with the minchas chinuch will say that the gadol can be memana the katan, midaito, meaning the das of the gadol is enough to make the katan into a monoi. The minchas chinuch says, drop it. I don't even need him to be a monoi. And that would mean that you're dropping one of the conditions for what do you call it, for the kiyum mitzvah of Korban Pesach.
Elevates him into the mitzvah.
But again, I would think that we're certainly assuming, according to Bichas Chinuch, that chinuch is some sort of general hargola lahargila sakot b'chinuch l'mitzvahs, but it's not this specific mitzvah, because this specific mitzvah, as those who reject the Minchas Chinuch would argue, requires minui. How can you drop the tenai of minui? Then I found something in footnote 324, and that's the Shagas Aryeh. And again, when the encyclopedia quotes Shagas Aryeh, you know he's saying a chiddush. He writes the following. He says that with regard to the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of Sholosh Pam Bashani Yirah Kol Zechurcha, he says that there's a tnai, which is set up by the Gemara in a few places, I think it's in Chagiga and in Psochim, that you have to own karka, and if you don't own karka, you're not chayev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And he says the following. He says, Katan b'ri'iyah afal pisha ein lo karka, the gadol she'ein lo karka potur min ha-mitzvah. Ayin Psochem, he writes, Chesemen, kevan she'ein zech yisaron begufo shel mitzvah havi chinuch. He says, the kiva mitzvah chinuch of ri'iyah, because he can come on his own 2 feet, you know, to the...
Doesn't be also the gender of come here.
Oh, that's a whole gigantic discussion. If the afalpi sheyesh kan isu shavlo yeiro ponai rekom mishum mitzvahs chinuch hakatan muter, and that's a sfas emes.
So some a gadol who doesn't unkak, can he be a kohen re'iyah?
I don't think so, because unless you're chayav in re'iyah,
a kohen could.
Well, a kohen could. It's pretty radical. And the last thing I found in the encyclopedia that fascinated me was at the beginning of the article. Again, this is a little bit iffy, but I wanted to, you know, bounce this off you and see if you would agree to this. This is footnote number 29. And he writes the following in the name of, again, the Shagas Aryeh. This is unbelievable. And he writes the following. He says, the aflam and the omar, the mitzvahs trichas kavana, which means the kavana is ma'akiv in mitzvahs. I'm not sure we passing like that, but let's say according to that man the omar, afal pichein says the Shagas Aryeh mechanchim katon le mitzvahs. The afal gav the eno bar kavana, ein ze mafkia oso michiv chinuch. So I'd like to suggest the following, to summarize all these footnotes that I've been quoting to you, that as long as he's capable of doing the Maisa Mitzvah, meaning the Ritva is correct, you need an Esra, not a lemon. That's garnish. That's bucks. That's not worth a thing. But if he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, but he's missing a Tanai, an external condition, for example, if he's not the owner of the lulav, okay, but that's external to the Maisa Mitzvah. If the katan is not money on the Korban Pesach, if the katan doesn't own karka, and even kavana, according to Turi Evan, might be an external condition, it's not built into the Maisa Mitzvah, then in those cases, the mitzvah chinuch applies. Now, had he been a gadol in all those 4 cases, he would not be yotzei the mitzvah. But at least you're being margil him in the mitzvah. Meaning, how do I define chinuch as a general universal kiyum? By saying that the katan is being trained to perform the mitzvah. Later on, when he gets older, we'll obviously explain to him what the other conditions are, and he'll fulfill those conditions, and then he'll be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, I just wanted to point out one thing here, and this baffles my mind. If the Turi Evan was here, I would ask him the following question. Okay, mitzvah Srichas Kavan. We're going to train the child for this general mitzvah of chinuch, because at least he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, and that's good training. It may be robotic, it's not really the key of a mitzvah, it's not the real McCoy genuine mitzvah, but nevertheless, as a mechanical procedure, it's part of chinuch. But
the tzura of the mitzvah.
It's the tzura of the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, whatever you want to call it. Kavan is external. I just have one question. If the Shagas Aryeh was here, I would have to ask him to live a little bit longer than he actually lived, but I would ask him if he wouldn't mind discussing this with Reb Chaim Brisker. and ask yourself the following question. What would the Turi Evan say? And I'll tell you why I'm introducing Rav Chaim into the room.
Sorry, Turi Evan and Shagas is the same?
Sorry. Turi Evan and Shagas is the same. Same author. What would the Shagasariyeh say with regard to training my child in tefillah, to pray in front of the Almighty? That's a pretty important mitzvah. Oh. So you'll tell me, okay, maybe the child doesn't have kavana. So, if he doesn't have kavana, he's still performing the maisa mitzvah. Correct? Because mitzvah sricha is kavana. Kavana is only an external condition.
He's reading Shmoneh from this.
Reb Chaim is of the opinion that even if I hold mitzvahs and tzrichas kavana, that's only in other mitzvahs, but not in tefillah. In tefillah, kavana defines the maisa mitzvah. He has to be omed lifnei ashchina, and the Rama writes called tefillah she'ena b'kavana ain't a tefillah. It's not even tefillah at all. If that be the case, what would the Shagas Aryeh say to me about chinuch vis-a-vis tefillah? In this general mitzvah of chanoch lenar l'argila b'mitzvahs, the Shagas Aryeh is willing to say that kavanah is only external to the ma'aseh mitzvah. It doesn't define the very nature of the ma'aseh mitzvah. So I can ask the child if he's capable of eating matzah to perfunctorily eat the matzah. He doesn't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. He's lav bar kavanah. Okay, that's external. We'll teach him as he gets older. Before it's bar mitzvah, have kavanah. And so the lulav and all the mitzvahs. But when I get to tefillah, that's what baffles my mind. Because kavanah and tefillah is a separate halach, separate requirement. It's not external to the mitzvah. It's not what you call a t'nai for the kiyuma mitzvah, but rather it defines the very maisa mitzvah. My kavanah is what sets me up as a mispalel. The maisa tefillah itself is defined by my kavanah.
So you're saying there's no point in child davening at all?
That's why I don't understand. If I had in this room the Shagas Aryeh and Reb Chaim, and I had them battling out this sugya, would I walk out of the room, and what I'm about to say is totally impossible, and make a proclamation, there's no mitzvah to be mechanech a child in tefillah? So I say no. I say the following. There are two categories of kavanah. There's kavanah lotzeis yedei chovaso, and there's kavanah shu omed lifnei hashchina. When the Shagas Aryeh says that kavanah is external to the mitzvah, and therefore we have chinuch, that's the general universal kavanah that applies to tefillah like it applies to lulav and shofar and esrig and matzah of l'shem mitzvah. And that maybe the child is not called a bar kavanah. That I'm willing to drop as a precondition to chinuch. But there's another kind of kavanah. Here's where Reb Chaim says his chidush, that kavanah defines the maisa tefillah. The Reb Chaim goes far. He says, without this kavanah, you're a misasek. There's no maisa mitzvah. And that is kavanah shu omid lifnei hashchina. And here I'm going to say something that's really way out. And I'm going to walk out of this room and I'm going to proclaim it. That if the child is not mature enough to understand that he's standing in front of the Ribono shel Olam, that's not chinuch. Because then you're lacking in the very mitzvah itself. The very maisa mitzvah is meaningless unless the child is aware that he's standing in front of the shkina. And that might have an afkamina because a 3-year-old might be able to daven. A 4-year-old might be able to daven. Give him a sitter and he reads the words. That's a very nice mechanical thing. But that's not chinuch v'tefillah. Chinuch v'tefillah begins when he's mature enough to understand, he may have to be 5, he may have to be 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know how old he is, that he's omid lifnei hashchina. Is memela, I was thinking to myself, that when you talk about teaching a child as a bar, you know, the child could become a bar chiyuv and tefillah mid-rabbanon, the way he's a bar chiyuv according to some Rishonim in Birkas HaMazon, he's got to be aware of the fact that he's standing in front of the shkina. Otherwise, it's not tefillah at all. And there's no point to, again, there may be a point, but it's mechanical. It's just technical. It's emtza'i and not tachlis at all.
Based on this,
yeah.
Not that I had the ELC, but your average shul, every 90% of balabatim who are davening, it's a bracha. They shouldn't be davening.
So I'll tell you two answers to your question. The Ramah says that this halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and it's the Ramah, that without kavanah it's not a tefillah. He says we cannot implement that halacha b'zman hazeh, because even if you tell him to repeat Shmona Esrei, again he's going to repeat Shmona Esrei without kavana. And number two, I want to tell you, again, this hurts me and pains me to say this, but the Chazon Ish had a whole different understanding of the Rambam. And if we had an hour, I would try to show you how the Chazon Ish is on a different planet, the way he reads a Rambam. He starts taking a Rambam in Perek Dalet and puts it together with a Rambam in Perek Yud, with a whole hodgepodge, and he concludes that Reb Chaim is incorrect, and this is all in the Gilyonos in the back of Reb Chaim. So if you want to say it, that down in the boondocks, you know, down in the ditches, we're going to rely on the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim would definitely say that if you... Now, what happens, this Reb Chaim doesn't address, if let's say at the moment you stand up and you start your Shmoneh, so you're aware of the fact that you're talking to the Ribono Shel Olam, in the middle you say a couple of brachas and you get distracted, maybe Reb Chaim would say, Mistaman L'shma.
I'm relying the fact that people who know what's going on, but we have the general kavanah. When we come to shul, we know
that's what the Chazon Ish wants to suggest. The Chazon Ish says that if I'm sitting and speaking with you, I'm not saying every second in my mind on a conscious level I'm speaking to Daniel. That's, he calls it what's the word he uses? He calls it Yediyah Kehar. He's some sort of latent awareness of the fact that I'm speaking to you. But I'm talking about a case where in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the man is totally in a soccer game. You know, he's in the middle. He's in the middle of the soccer game, or he's in the middle of his business transaction, or in my case, he's worried about the next flight that he has to catch, or whatever, a million and one things. You know, in that case, I find it hard to accept the Chazon Ish about this latent awareness. But again, that's a sugya to itself, which I'd love to study with you on a different occasion. Okay, then I think we'll stop here. I'm going to look over and see if there's anything that we left out, but this more or less completes my discussion. I'm very, very fascinated by this mitzvah Bo Yosef Shlucho and by the Safiyas Matzahs. I think this really sheds a whole new light on mitzvah Bo Yosef Shlucho, on Zekel Yad Veyu, on Chinuch. And I want to take this opportunity to wish you a Chag Hashem Sameach, unless you'll be here for my Baba Kamashir.